Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Le'Veon Bell and the Steelers fail to reach a long-term deal ahead of the deadline. That is one thing we have not had here in Houston is franchise tag drama. Do you guys think we're going to have franchise tag drama next year? I think the odds are decent that we have franchise tag drama next
year. Yes. Jadeveon Clowney?
He would be the favorite in the clubhouse by far to have it. I think there's an outside chance that if they agree to something with Clowney, that Tyrann Mathieu could be a franchise tag guy next year as well. You know, he's on a one-year, $7 million deal. Right. If the old Honey Badger shows up, there will be a real kind of, tug of war going on do we pay top market, top tier price, multi-year guaranteed money for a safety, or do we put a guy who's been fairly injury prone under a 1 year, $10 or $11 million.
Well, we know the safety market's soft, man. And those guys aren't getting paid a lot of money.
They're not.
And if he balls, if Tyrann Mathieu balls out, I think they would be happy to pay him. I just get the
to pay him on a big contract or a franchise tag.
No, to pay him on a bigger contract. Okay. So I don't see him maybe getting franchise tag because I think this organization would, I mean, if it all turns out like they're hoping, this guy's a huge influence. This guy is the staple of your secondary, maybe not for just only this year, but for the foreseeable future. And I think the kind of guy you want on your team. His makeup, his leadership, the way he's outspoken. I think he could be like a Rodney Harrison was for us. I mean, he was kind of just
the rock.
He was a rock for us in that secondary. And I think he can be that guy. So I think they'd be happy to pay him out. J.D. Clowney, I could see them. You know, I mean, if he's thinking he wants top dollar, I could see them being a little hesitant. I really could with him. And I think that one's the one to watch. That could be an issue next year, franchise tagging that guy, because I'm not so sure they're going to be willing to pay him what he's asking for.
I think it'd be the smart move in the case of J.D. Clowney, unless he has some absolutely transcendent 2018 season, has big sack numbers, all pro, that kind of thing. Then maybe you do think more about the long-term commitment. But based on his career and what we've seen so far, the good and the bad would be availability, I think it'd be smart business to let him play out this year on his current deal. And if they can't agree on something, franchise him. It's at his position, and again, that's another conversation with Clowney, whether or not he'd be designated a linebacker or defensive end, and those are different franchise numbers. Either way, though, it's a pretty handsome return for one season.
I think you want a motivated J.D. Clowney. I feel like maybe that's a guy that isn't always easily motivated, and you have to motivate him. You know, one way to do that is you dangle that carrot out in front of him and make him really give everything he's got. If you want to make the money, buddy, go out there and show us. I want to see a motivated J.D. Clowney, who's playing for big money, and then see what that guy looks like. But I just feel I'd be hesitant to pay him all that, considering I think he has limitations at least with his pass rush ability.
Brian Gain and Chris Olsen are in line to have a very busy offseason next year contractually for this defense. And what I mean is the Clowney thing has already got some drama attached to it because we think he's going to wind up playing this year under the fifth-year option. That's the favorite right now, at least.
Right.
And then I agree with you guys that I feel like the franchise tag was made for a guy like Clowney, who's a transcendent player potentially, but has dealt with a lot of injuries over these first 3 or 4 years of his career. And it's not chump change, the franchise tag. He shouldn't be insulted. It's just business. But we don't know how the player's going to internalize that. But think about this defense for a second, and think about the MO that the Texans have shown previously under Rick Smith, and Brian Gain actually showed it with re-signing Benardrick McKinney, is that they tend to take care of guys, want to take care of guys with a year left on their deal, as opposed to letting them hit free agency. Clowney potentially is a contract these guys are going to have to take care of. Tyrann Mathieu is going to be a free agent. If he ends up working out, that's another contract. DJ Reader is heading into the this is going to be his third season. So he'll be heading into his final year of his rookie deal next offseason. I think he feels like that feels like a guy they would want to keep, kind of like they did with Fedorowicz and Andre Hall, kind of keep him on a, you know, 3 or 4 year moderate level contract, unless he blows up and he just decides, you know what, I'd rather hit free agency in 2019. But DJ Reader, if Kevin Johnson returns to form, is he a guy, you know, he'll have his fifth year option left. Is that a guy that they want to wrap up long term if he returns to his 2015 and 2016 form? Whitney Mercilus is going to have 1 year left on his deal heading into 2019. I just rattled off 4 or 5 guys who are potentially real big prominent parts of this defense that they're going to have to figure out the contractual situations in a I won't say in a perfect world, but in a world that we're all hoping for, these are issues that we should be rooting for the Texans to have because it means that these guys are all worthy of having around longer than 2019.
I feel like J.D. Clowney's a guy that you can live without. Like Pittsburgh is like, you know, can you live without Le'Veon Bell? And it's, I don't know if you can. I mean, the guy, 85 catches last year, over 300 carries, hugely productive. I feel like J.D. Clowney, I know he can make an impact out there, but I just feel like, you know what, they could be, I just don't want to overpay for him because I feel like you overpay for J.D. Clowney, I could see him getting a little bit of that fat and happy thing going, man, where he's not as motivated.
It's actually, and even though I know the obvious parallel is number one overall picks, but there are some comparisons to be made to the Mario Williams situation.
Oh, for sure.
With J.D. Clowney.
For sure there are.
And believe me, I'm pretty sure, I'm pretty safe. I think it's pretty safe to say that they wound up being fine with the way it worked out with Mario Williams,
but you
and
had,
not giving him that $100 million.
Buffalo did, and how did that turn out for Buffalo?
It didn't turn
not
out
good.
Great for Buffalo, no. But I don't know that this defense, that was a deep defense they had in 2011 when they let him walk away.
Right, well, let's
you
see
had
what
Connor
this defense,
Barwin, and you had Brooks Reed waiting in the wings.
This has a chance to be a very deep defense, too. Has a chance.
We'll see. It's you know,
not necessarily his position, though. That's the only thing.
Ted, the only thing I would say about what you said with Clowney is I need to wait and see what J.J. Watt looks like before I go there. Before I just say, I don't know if they need Jadeveon Clowney, I need to see that J.J. Watt looks like J.J. Watt again before I can go as far as to say,
yeah,
we can get by without him.
And heading into the 17th season in franchise history, they've only used the franchise tag once. I don't think that really says anything
Dante
one
Robinson.
Way or the other about them.
I think it's just a corollary.
It's circumstantial.
It's a corollary of their philosophy, which is to take care of guys a year. They usually take care of guys as opposed to turning it into a pissing match publicly, which the franchise tag seems to always wind up being.
Yeah, guys ride on their shoes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, pay me, Rick. Exactly. Exactly. All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.